Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances.
Six 10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Hey, after 9 o'clock, after the 9 o'clock news, I'll be joined by Laura Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, who happens to now be the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. And we're going to talk a little bit about winning New Jersey for Republicans and what the prospects are for the president, and what's happening with the lawsuit and the distractions, and just kind of do a little bit of a wrap-up on the day's national politics. So that coming up after 9 o'clock. But right now, yeah, Eric, I know Dan is off today. The interesting weather this morning, actually.
It was misty. Did you have fog on the way in? I mean, I don't know if it was fog or if it was mist in the air.
I think it was just misty.
It was just damp, right?
It's been kind of gross for a couple days now. I didn't hear the forecast. Is it going to rain all day?
Not all day, but it's just going to be a dank day.
Yeah, right? Kind of gross.
Yeah.
No yard work today, right?
No, we saw a little bit of sun yesterday afternoon. That was nice as I was kind of puttering around outside. But it's been good for the grass this year.
So we're leaving the grass grow. It looks ridiculous, but it's seeding. So it's about, do you let yours grow? Mine's about 4 inches high now.
I have started to let it grow. I typically let it grow a little longer in the spring. But I had a terrible issue with moss in my yard.
Really?
I had a tiny little spot maybe about 2 years ago, and then it just went crazy over these last two seasons. So
it was looks like a putting green almost?
Well, I wish. That would have been great. But it kills the grass because the grass can't come up through it. It's thick, right? like a carpet. So
yeah.
I have been in rehabilitation mode now, and where the dogs completely destroyed it, you know, this wintertime in front of the outdoor kitchen. So that was fenced off and reseeded, and then I have used this all-natural stuff to kill the moss, and now the grasses finally start coming up. So I have my mower set at about 3 3/4 inches.
So you leave it at high.
I leave it high because it promotes the roots. The roots will grow a little bit deeper.
Well, that's what our guy said. We use Guzman, great local company in Princeton, and it's great. The owner Yair, friend of ours, he went to high school with Elizabeth, our daughter.
Okay,
so he's been our guy for a decade, and so he's leaving it grow because he's like, it'll come in thicker, and it did even without. You know, we have kind of scaled back a little bit on some of the fertilizer, chemicals, stuff we used to spray. I still use some of the services from Green Lawn.
Okay.
But he said really a lot of it can be natural if you let it grow. So you got to just kind of endure your lawn. We had company yesterday, and I had to apologize for the lawn. I'm like, yes, we actually do tree cut and landscape. I said, but we are, our guy is like, no, you need 2 weeks to let this grow in.
Yeah.
So it looks like I'm the neighbor that doesn't cut the lawn.
Yeah. Well, that's, and my backyard, I've pretty much given up. I mean, I was obsessive about my lawn for years. It showed. I had easily the nicest yard in the neighborhood. It was a thing of work, right? It is. It's a lot of work. I think I'm the only one in the neighborhood that still cuts his own grass. But once the dog
actually is a very inexpensive service.
It is an inexpensive service,
right? So you must just want to do it.
I want to do it because I had a service 1 year, and the guy was great, but he still didn't do it the way
God, you're that guy.
So,
of course you are. Do you aerate yourself?
I do. I have all the attachments. So I have the dethatcher, I have the aerator, I have the power seeder, I have all of that are attachments for my tractor.
I had a guy, a neighbor of mine, that where the machine couldn't get to, like he had these, I don't know, like a hardscape cutout. There were these little, like it was kind of wavy.
Okay.
So there were spots where the aerator, he was out there with a fork.
I'm not quite that obsessive.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm aerating the lawn. He's like, I've got to get right here. And And I'm like, blade by blade? What are you doing?
That's a little.
It was a lot, right? Yeah. Can you imagine?
I'm
a great thug, I gotta tell you.
I love to do it so that I'll let most of my neighbors know, hey, I'm going to be aerating this weekend. Do you want me to come do your lawn?
So, and what is it? It's an attachment to your riding tractor?
Yeah, so it attaches on the back. It's weighted down with big cement blocks so that the augers will actually punch down into the grass. And then it takes a core out of the grass.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it looks like goose droppings.
Yeah.
Because it's a long core but eventually...
We used to let Green Lawn do it. It comes out to about almost like a half an inch round.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's, I run around the whole yard. And then I think I'm doing five of my neighbor's yards.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then
you'll work for beer.
Of course.
Yeah. Why
absolutely.
Not? Right?
Why not? Yeah. But I find it relaxing.
I
it's like digging the weeds out of the stones. You know, I mean, if I put my headphones on, listen to some silly podcast or music and just kind of zone out for a while and dig in the dirt.
Yeah, I get it. Therapeutic. It's why I used to shovel my own driveway until I literally ran out of time.
Yes. It's interesting because I've thought a couple of times, like when we went on vacation for 10 days, that was when I let the yard really grow in. But I came home and I looked at it and I was like, whew, Holly's going to step out there to do her business and she's going to disappear.
Right. I also worry about ticks.
When it gets
high like that.
You know, touch wood, I have not had an issue with
really? That's
ticks
great.
On my property. And maybe it's because we treat the dogs and we do have a lot of deer in the neighborhood. I've not seen, I don't spray for them, but I have fortunately not seen that as a problem.
Wow, that's good luck.
Yeah.
All right, question for you. Do you cut your own lawn still? Are you a holdout? Are you cutting your own lawn? Are you aerating your lawn? What's your extreme lawn issue? Have you ever aerated with a fork? Seriously, I had a neighbor that did that. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'd rather have just the brown patches. Like, it's okay. Or are you a landscaping company? Because I'm happy to celebrate your small business on New Jersey 101.5. So two questions. One, do you cut your own lawn? Are you holding out? Is it a push mower? Is it a riding mower? Do you take pride in it? Or do you have a landscaping company and do you want to offer your services to our listeners? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:17 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Feel like a winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.
So, a lot of Jersey folks obsessed with their lawn. What's funny is I'm not obsessed with the lawn. We've gone through a number of different services for different things, but the one service we use, Guzman Landscaping, fantastic. Princeton, Yair is the owner. He went to school with our daughter Elizabeth, and you know they were friends, and just a salt of the earth guy. Good guy, does outstanding work, cares about the product, and takes pride in what the lawn and landscaping look like. And I love that. But just kind of funny because he's letting the seeds grow so it will seed itself. And right now it's about 4 or 5 inches high. So it doesn't look great. But what we're going to end up with in a week is going to be the perfect looking lawn. But I'm not obsessed with it. I think your lawn should just look like you care to present something that looks decent in your neighborhood. But I don't have to have the best lawn. But some people do. We had a neighbor who used to aerate with a fork. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Like, there are guys obsessed. Now, Eric Scott left the studio. He won't say it. He kind of downplayed it. But he's a little obsessed with the perfect lawn. You know Eric Scott. He's got the best lawn in the neighborhood and pays attention. So the question to you is, do you cut your own lawn? Do you rely on a service? And do you have a service that you'd like to shout out and plug to our audience? We'll start with Dave in Toms River. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm pretty good today. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, I've been in the business for 34 years, you know, fertilizing grass. We don't do any cutting or anything like that. But the thing that we started doing quite a few years ago is doing soil testing for all of our new clients. And it's amazing what we do when we take a soil test and send it to an outside lab and get the results back, because it's just crazy what these some of these soils are lacking in phosphorus and potassium, and which is important for, you know, to have nice grass.
So you test the soil, then recommend a regimen of fertilizer.
Yeah, it usually requires like two applications, and, you know, we call them PKLs. It's phosphorus, potassium, lime. You know, it tells us what lime, if lime is needed, but it'll even tell us whether it needs calcitic lime or dolomitic lime.
What leads to, and I'm not even going to ask you about the difference of those because you've already lost me. I mean, I didn't know there were different kinds of lime, right? I know, lime, I think of the movie Goodfellas. Anybody got any lime as they got to, as they put the bodies in the hole? Right?
Yep.
So, but for your lawn, is it something unique to the seasons? Is it New Jersey? Does it depend on, what are the factors? Is it where you live?
Well, New Jersey, for lawn care fertilizer, they said, hey, look, you can't apply phosphorus unless you're seeding your grass. You're not allowed to include it in a regular program. So, technically, the state says you only are allowed to use it within 2 weeks if you seed your lawn, or if you have a soil test indicating that it's needed. So phosphorus is what helps grass thicken up and, you know, develop, the rhizomes develop and really improve the grass.
Got it. So how's business? Good?
Yeah, I can't complain. I mean, like you. I said, we have, I mean, you know, 34 years, we have 16 trucks. We do over 6,000 lawns.
Wow.
You know, yeah, it's a franchise company that we own, but we kind of cover from Rumson, New Jersey, all the way down to Tuckerton along the whole Jersey Shore.
Dave, what's the name of the company?
It's Lawn Doctor. Lawn Doctor of the Jersey
Shore. So, got it. So you've got the, so did you buy the franchise? You work there or you own it?
We own the franchises. We bought them back in 1990. We started with one in Spring Lake and Brielle, and then over the years, we've just bought all the surrounding areas, me and my wife. And
wow, so you guys are doing great. Good for you.
Yeah, I got my one son's running it. You know, he's ready to take over when we're ready to step aside. And
now, will you stay in Jersey?
Yeah, probably, because, you know, I've got 9 grandkids at 61.
Yeah, so there you go. Wow. God bless you. 9 grandkids. I love it. Christmas must be awesome at your house. That's cool.
And the joke in my family is we went on our 30th anniversary cruise, and my wife said to the three boys, hey, first one to have a baby, and this was February, first one to have a baby gets $2,000. We had 3 grandbabies that December.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Did they all want to collect?
We paid them all.
I love it. All right, Dave. Good talking to you, man. Have a great rest of your day. You take care. 9 grandkids. Man, we could do a whole show just on that. All right, Sean Angel, hang in there. I will be back. We're talking about your lawn. Do you obsess over it? What's your trick? Or do you have a landscaping company that you want to plug? 1-800-283-101.5, 627. Eric Scott with the news, Nick. Six 37 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. So, how's your lawn doing? Does it look like crap? Or are you the envy of the neighborhood? Either way, are you the one cutting your lawn? You rely on a service? Who's still cutting their own grass? And if you have a service, go ahead, plug away on New Jersey 101.5. We'll start with Sean on the Turnpike. So, Sean, you don't cut your own grass. Now, you don't cut your own grass anymore, or you never did?
No, sir. Last time I cut my grass is when I was a teenager.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. No, so after college and...
Wait, Sean, where'd you grow up?
In Roselle.
So now, is that because your dad made you cut the lawn? That was a chore as a kid?
It was a chore, yeah. But my lawn, my house was so small, I could cut my front and backyard in about 45 minutes. So it was nothing. It took no time. But now, no, not the case.
So let me ask you, you got a bigger lawn now, right?
Absolutely.
Now, do you have kids?
I do. They're too small.
That's it. All right. So, right, you just got to get it done. Now, do you use a service of somebody you know? You use a national franchise? Who do you use?
No, I use Condies Landscaping. I've been with Condies for about 13 years. Augustine is an American, you know, dream story. He worked for a gentleman named Lou Saras. He retired, and he bought the business from Lou. And I was one of his first customers. No, actually, I was his first customer. and recommended them to all of my friends and neighbors. The guy does an amazing job. Amazing.
I love. And how do I spell it, Condes?
C-O-N-D-E-S.
D-E-S. Okay. And where are they located?
Monroe Township.
Condes Landscaping in Monroe. I love it. And you're in Monroe?
I'm in Monroe. Yeah, I love them. Now, the reason why I did not want to cut the grass is because, one, I work for a living, so I don't have a whole lot of time to to buy a lawn tractor and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So when I bought the house, I decided between buying a snow thrower or all of the equipment that goes along with cutting the grass. So when I bought the house, we had a blizzard, so that made the decision right there.
I love it. I love the story. All right, and Augustine is your friend who owns it.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Shout out to Augustine. Condes Landscaping. I'll put them on the list. My guess is it's kind of automatic, right? They get the job done. You don't have to worry about it.
I don't have to worry about it. He shows up. I don't even call. I have to worry about nothing.
Yeah.
They're always immaculate to do everything.
I love it, Sean. Good plug.
Bushes and shrubs, too.
Awesome. All right, man. Have a great rest of your day. Get to work safe.
Dude, thanks.
All right, take care, Sean. Let's go to Angel in Kenilworth.
Hey, Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So one point also to think about is if you have a corner property, you're a little more compelled to make it look good.
Ah, that's the corner property. Right, because everybody coming to the neighborhood notices your house.
Correct. Everybody turns here. I have a bus stop. I live on a county road. But you got to watch for those dog owners that let them poop. You got to put those signs up.
You know, doesn't it drive you crazy that people will let them poop on your lawn and not pick it up? Right?
They have no regard.
No.
No regard.
Is that happening more now than before? And if you're on the corner, you're getting people who are walking the dog that may not necessarily live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they live across the way, but still. I mean, we have cameras, so we can check all day, and they're retired folks. You know, the one guy is even military. He has no respect.
What do you say? Have you confronted anybody?
Not yet, but we got the signs. We got them this weekend, so we're about to stake them in the ground.
Good. You ought to put the sign up saying, by the way, Joker, you're on camera. I've watched your dog poop on my lawn. Don't do it again.
Yeah.
Like, you want to say, like, you know who you are. It's so aggravating. So now, Angel.
I do have a.
You got the burden of the corner house. Do you do it yourself or you got a guy?
No, I got a guy.
All right.
I went through 16 interviews this year.
Get out of here.
The prices are high. Yeah.
16. They don't even go through that many when you're adopting a kid. My God.
Yep. All the names, everybody in the area, everybody I would see riding around.
Yeah.
And I went with the lowest bidder because everybody's prices are crazy per visit.
What do they charge, if you don't mind my asking?
So $50 every other week. We like it every other week, so it doesn't cut so low because the sun always beats on our property.
Yeah,
so we don't want it to burn. So
I got to tell you, that's not bad.
Every other week is good.
Do you want to plug the guys?
Yeah, it's a JZ, the two letters, JZ Landscaping in Roselle Park.
JZ Landscaping in Roselle Park. We're adding them to the list. Man, $50 every other week is a good deal.
Yeah, good deal. They're good.
Yeah,
they know their work. They do. The guys that do that.
That's what you want. You want a guy that's got some pride in the business, right? And you can tell.
It makes it pretty. Gives you suggestions. You know.
What was the highest price you were quoted?
$65 per visit.
And they couldn't do it every other week, or they could have.
Yeah, that was a stipulation, too. There's companies that won't do it. They want to do it every week, and they want to, bank every week.
Well, right. That's their cash flow.
Our choice.
So you went from $65 a week, which would have cost you about $270 a month, to $100 a month. Same service.
Yeah. Same service. Yeah. Local guys.
There you go. Love it. All right, man. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks, Angel. Take care. All right. Question for you. Do you cut your own lawn? Are you annoying about it? I don't know anybody's going to be as extreme as one of our old neighbors who was out there with a fork aerating his lawn, but how much care do you spend and how much time do you spend on your lawn? Do you have the best lawn in the neighborhood? Does it matter to you? And if you got a guy, let's plug the guy. 1-800-283-101.5, 644, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Stay in the know with New Jersey 101.5 News. Get your Jersey news instantly by downloading our app. Listen on demand wherever you want, bringing the latest newscast right to your fingertip.
For Dean.
Join us this Saturday with the New Jersey Natural Gas at with New Jersey Natural Gas at Ocean Fun Days, 11 to 3 at Island Beach State Park. Enjoy free eco-tours, crafts, exhibits, crab races, and more. Look for the big yellow van, and we'll see you there. 650 on New Jersey 101.5. You got a guy, or are you cutting your own lawn? It's lawn season now. I bring it up because we had company yesterday. Actually, it was pretty cool. One of our old friends... her name is Cece. She lives in Laredo, Texas. We had lost touch for, I mean, I'm going to say 20 years. And when Jody and I were at the border, we're like, wow, we should really connect with her again. And I tried LinkedIn, Facebook, couldn't get in touch. She had been traveling. Anyway, connected. She's in New York for a wedding, came to the house yesterday. But it was great to see her. And but the funny thing is I made an excuse and had to apologize for the lawn because we're letting, you know, our guy, Yair, he's like, no, we're going to let it grow because it seeds itself. It'll be thicker. It'll be more lush. This is what you want. This is the time of year to do it. But we're going through that ugly phase of the next week or week and a half. So I thought, you know what? I wonder how many people still do their own lawn. Eric does it. I mean, you can get your lawn cut for $50, $100 a month. I mean, to me, it's worth it just with the time. But I'm finding there are a lot of people that are like, you know what? No, I want to do it. You that guy or do you have a guy? We'll start with Anthony in Jackson. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, so I do everything myself. I had a couple companies coming in and cutting and doing the treatment and stuff, but I just wasn't really happy with the results, so I just decided to do everything myself. And it's, you know, it's kind of a headache and a pain in the neck sometimes. But
how many hours does it take you? And you got, I imagine you're doing it on the weekend.
I try to, if I get home from work early during the week, I'll cut it. I have one of those zero turn mowers, so it takes me like maybe like 45 minutes. I got about an acre.
Wait, tell me what that is. What's it called?
It's a zero turn. It's like pretty much the ones that the landscape guys use with the push bar in front. They're, you know, they're pretty efficient. They have bigger decks so you can cover more area.
Do you ride it? Do you stand up on it?
No, you just sit down. They have stand-up ones, I think, but I'm pretty sure it's just the sit-down. The one I have is the sit-down one. So
you sit. Takes you 45 minutes to cut an acre. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What does the zero turn mean?
You can pretty much do like, you can turn on the dime. I mean, so that this thing turns like nothing, you know. And when you spin around and go back and forth and make the lines and stuff, it's just super efficient. And you just get around real easy with those. You can get in like little places that you can't with other mowers that don't turn, you know, efficiently.
Sounds like it could be kind of fun.
Oh, it's a blast. You crack a beer and just...
I was going to say, you grab... Is there a cup holder for the beer?
Oh, yeah.
I love that. All right, I get it, but I got to ask you, what'd you pay for it?
It's about $4,000.
That's a lot. That's a lot, but how long have you had it? Has it worked out? Has it paid for itself yet?
Yeah, I was paying $200 a month for lawn, $50 a week. I've had it for about 3 years now, so yeah. And then on top of the $200 a month, I was paying another $200 a month for fertilizer, mosquito, and, you know, all the other stuff that they were doing. So
yeah,
$400 a month to do it myself, I think it's worth it.
And you're happy with the lawn. There you go. So, Anthony, you are the guy. You got a guy.
I am the guy.
It's you. I love it.
Done right, you got to do your stuff, you know?
I love it. All right, man, thanks for calling. Have a great day at work. You take care. Let's go to Kathy in Flemington. Morning, Kathy. You're another one. Morning, cutting your own lawn.
Morning, Bill. I guess I'm the guy as well, except I'm not a guy. But yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, in Jersey terms, when you say I got a guy, it could also be a girl, right?
So we put a bid on our house, and right after we, you know, we knew we were getting the house, the exact next stop was buy a tractor. because we just knew we're gonna do our own lawn. To us, it's part of homeownership, and I enjoy it. I make it part of my week. I look forward to it. I miss it in the winter when I can't do it. You know, it's, you know, to each his own, but I'm proud of it, and I could count on my left hand how many neighbors do this, because it's none.
Yeah.
Other ones,
but Kathy, you do it yourself.
Yes.
No kidding.
And I do patterns, like it may as well be Stonehenge in my front yard.
Oh,
like,
that's
funny. I have fun with it. And to your point of the beer holder, like I literally asked that at the place where we bought it. Jokingly, I've never actually done it, but I did ask that. The thought did go through my head.
The thought crossed your mind. Is that it? I love it. Where have I heard that before? I love it. Now, Kathy, how big is the lawn?
So we have about an acre and a half, and we're on a corner lot in my neighborhood. So
yeah.
We sometimes get like the weeds and whatnot just from the road.
Right.
So, you know, we don't do the chemicals and whatnot anymore because you just can't keep up with it. So if there's a dandelion here and there, you know, the bees are thanking me.
Yeah. How long does it take you?
So it'll take me probably about 2 hours. The zero turns do help. I don't have one, but your previous caller is correct on that.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. It's my 2 hours. If I weren't doing that, I'd probably be out running anyway. I just love being outside. So.
I love it. But it's a riding mower.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so you're...
I mean, we have several push mowers as well for, like, my gardens and, like, the tighter spaces where I can't mow. So, you know, it is an investment. You got to weed whack as well to keep up with the trimming. But, again, there's pride.
Yeah, but, Kathy, you've got energy as you're describing it. So this is clearly your therapy. I love it.
It is.
All right, Kathy. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy the day. Brandy, I'll get to you first on the other side of the news, which is next, 6:56.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, sign up for app alerts, and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Of course, I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, let's jump right back into it. So we're talking about your lawn. Are you obsessed with your lawn? You cut your own lawn? Is it therapeutic for you? Or do you have a guy? And if so, who's your guy? It is Jersey. And yes, to clarify, guys can also be girls. Not in the weird cult trans thing definition. But in the see, now, Eric, this is the problem. I get myself in trouble. You looked at me like, wait a minute, what? When I say guys can be girls, I'm not talking about the whole trans cult. I mean, if I say I got a guy.
Right.
Your go-to guy could be a girl.
Of course.
That's what I mean.
I get that. I'm only usually half listening to you. So every once in a while, when you come out with a Spadiaism, my ears perk up.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Now, whoever the intern is that's assigned to listening to my show every day.
Is going to pull that clip.
They're going to pull that clip.
It's going to be in the next commercial.
That'll be it. So definitely pull that clip out of context. Guys can be girls. Spadia said it. Oh, you can't win. What a world we live in. So to clarify, if you say I got a guy, that guy could be a girl. But no, guys can't be girls. Girls can't be guys. There's no such thing. It's a mental illness. We know that. Not afraid to say that. Go ahead. Clip that for the next ad. Let's go to Brandy in Keensburg. We're talking about your lawn. Are you obsessed with it? Do you cut your own? What's going on, Brandy?
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I used to do my lawn. I actually used to work for a place that dig the commercial lawn mowers and all that stuff. So when zero turn basically means they have steering sticks instead of a steering wheel. So you can put one forward and one in reverse and just spin right there.
So okay, that makes sense.
Just like a boat kind of thing. If you got twin motors on a boat, same thing. It's great. It's very efficient. I still have all that equipment, but I gave it to my son. We bought our house right before COVID. And one of the things that sold me is the front yard is completely bricked in with Belgian block and ivy. And I mean ivy that they planted in the 50s.
Wait. Help me understand what that means. You've got a wall around your front yard?
No. Belgian block, like, it sticks out about 6 inches. They're about 12-inch blocks, and they're buried about halfway down. So I have a bed of ivy as my front lawn. It's maintenance free. It's bug free. My son just trims it every couple of weeks.
No so grass.
We take the Belgian block. No, I have a little in the backyard. He takes care of that. But it's great. No maintenance. I don't have to worry about any kind of pesticide.
How does he trim it? Because I have
weed whacker.
I have the
he's a weed whacker.
Yeah, it's like it's a ground cover, right? And it looks
pretty much.
But I've got a couple of beds of that. I like it too.
It's from the house. The house was built in 1954, and that's when they planted it. So it's 60, 70 years of ivy in there. So it's about 4 feet thick. So it gets pretty high. I mean, at its most, when it's like really dry out and it's had a couple of days of rain, it can be almost 14 inches from the ruler from like the ground to like how much it can swell up.
No
but
kidding.
It's great. I love it.
All
it's
right. That's
why we bought the house.
I, you know what? That's awesome. That you win. Brandy, you win. You win the lawn. I love it. Have a great rest of your day. Great talking to you. You take care. All right. It's 7:12. Question for you. Do you cut your own lawn? Are you obsessed with it? Can you beat my old neighbor who used to aerate with a fork in the hard-to-get-to places? Are you kidding me? Who does that? Are you obsessed with your lawn? Do you have the best lawn in the neighborhood? You cut it yourself or you got a guy? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 713 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Got something to say? Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Five. Look, Joe Myra, it's the little things in life. Sometimes you go with four cities and not three.
You're so crazy.
Dan's not here.
Crazy.
I will run amok.
That's what
I'm
happens.
In charge of the weather right now. That's it.
You can't
leave me alone, right? So I'm not going to out you, but...
Oh.
You got a guy.
Yeah.
You had a guy.
You're talking about lawn.
Yeah, you don't cut your own lawn.
No, we did.
Did you at one point?
At one point, you know, when there was, you know, the ex, he loved to, you know, smoke a cigar. And then he had the boys.
So it was a thing for him.
Yeah, because we have a side lawn. You know, I'm on a corner. Yeah. So I've got a lot.
Well, you got a problem with the corner because you're, all the pressure's on you.
Yeah, that too.
You turn into the neighborhood. If the corner house looks like crap,
for sure.
It's a bad neighborhood. Everybody's property value goes down.
And the boys were cutting grass since they were like, I don't know, 10 years old as soon as we could get them on a ride on and a push and had them working and weed whacking. And but then they just got to a point in life, you know, one son moved out and the other son busy. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get me a lawn service.
I love it.
It's
now worked out for a while.
Well, what do you mean for a while?
So I don't, it's like it's a little sensitive to address. But your lawn service kind of moved on from you. Like they kind of broke up with you.
I feel like I should play the voicemail. Basically, I got a voicemail.
Yeah, what happened?
Said, hi, we would like to let you know that your service has been terminated. the decision is final.
Now, did they? Okay. Here's the thing. I can relate to this.
Really?
Yeah, I got fired by a lawn service.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You want to know why? Blacklisted?
It's the worst thing in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a good guy, too.
Oh.
So we had the dogs. We adopted both these. We rescued these two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So this was, I'm going back. Rusty and Callie.
I didn't know
they're
you
both
had two.
Gone.
Yeah.
Rusty was the pit bull shepherd.
Oh,
Callie was the foxhound boxer. So two dogs poop more than one dog.
Mm-hmm.
So my job was to clean what we considered and we labeled Poop Village. The dogs are pretty good.
Yeah, they'll go in.
They had a little village, their little area. So it was Poop Village. So that was the kids' chore. It was my chore. We all chipped in.
Yeah.
And sometimes the guy would show up on a different day.
Oh, and you're not ready.
It's not fair.
That's not fair.
It's not fair, right? You're burning me now. I don't have all the poop cleaned up.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We were pretty good with it. Now, there was this one day. Where I filled several bags. And on the last bag, I don't know why I did this, but I didn't. It was like a hot day.
Oh, this is good. The story's getting worse.
It's getting worse. This is really bad. Now that I'm telling this story, I'm like, man, this is not a good story. So hey, for the intern recording the show and clipping stuff, just pay attention right now.
Man.
So I get the bag, and I'm like, I made a conscious decision. I'm like, I'm not going to throw the poop bag in the trash can because
don't
it's going to cook.
Tell me you dumped
and,
it out.
No, I didn't. I hung it on the fence.
What?
I realized that's weird. But there was a nail, and I hung the bag on the fence. Now, it was about 3 feet off the ground.
Who does this?
Well, I thought it was safe from the lawnmower.
There you go.
Well, apparently, one of the guys, accidentally with the weed whacker, hits the poop bag.
Oh, my God, and the poop hit the
everywhere.
Fan.
The everywhere.
The poop hit the fan.
Yes, the poop hit the fan. That is exactly what happened. So they fired me. They're like, we're done. We're not coming back.
Thank you. I feel so much better about myself right now.
See that?
This,
look, radio is therapy.
Great.
You feel better now.
Yeah.
But you didn't even have a situation. You don't know what happened.
I have no idea.
But you got a new guy.
I got a new guy. But I'll tell you, they're all expensive, too, because the price of gas is so high.
It's bad now.
But I was so afraid I was blacklisted in the industry.
No, you're fine. Like, this is why I was not afraid to bring it up, because I'm like, if you've done it, I've done it worse.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
this is like a support group.
See, that's what I'm all about.
Great now.
It's all about help. Do you have any therapy needs that I can help with this morning? Yeah, so how about that? Being fired by the guy. You get a guy, and then he fires you. That happens. Do you cut your own lawn? Are you obsessed with the lawn? Do you have the best lawn in the neighborhood that you want to brag about? And or do you have a guy? And if you're the guy who cuts the lawns, plug your business. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Hey, do you agree? Not my fault. I hung the thing like 3 feet off the ground. I'm guessing he wasn't paying attention when he hit it with the weed whacker, but it raises a question. What the hell was he doing with the weed whacker 3 feet up on the fence? I'm claiming not my fault. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 727 is the time. Eric Scott with the news in 3 minutes. .738 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right. Let's jump right back into it. So, do you got a guy? Or do you cut your own lawn? Are you the guy that everyone goes to get your lawn done? And how long have you been in business? Let's start with John in Bloomfield. What's going on, John?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you.
You too. How you been?
It was great. It was great to see you down at Rally.
It was good to see you, John. What an amazing event, huh?
Oh, fantastic. And, you know, to Cittarelli, I only recognize him because he's got that Carl Malden nose.
Well, he's also got, a couple of guys following around with a sign because nobody knows who he is.
And all I heard was some little guy standing behind going, "Hey, boss, hey, boss." And I thought to myself, "And you want to run for governor?"
That's funny. He was such an outsider at that event. It was funny. What's funny about Jack is that he goes to great lengths, makes this dramatic appeal that he's finally, after 8 years, going to endorse President Trump. And then it falls flat. Like, he's clearly was not welcome at the rally. And look, you can't spend 8 years beating up on Donald Trump, being a never-Trumper, refusing to vote for him, calling him a charlatan. And then because you realize the reason you lost the last election is you attacked Donald Trump, and Trump voters are like, dude, you're a loser. You're not with us. And they all stayed home. Now he's like, oh, wait, hold on. I'm with Trump. Nobody buys it, Jack. Hit the road. Go ahead, John.
Get on the bandwagon while you can.
So anyway, you cut your own lawn?
So listen, I grew up in Newark. I grew up in a really big house, and my father was a hardcore Army guy. So his thing was, you and your brother and I are going to go do all the yard work. And his philosophy was, it builds character. Now, I have my own place, and I used to do it, but it used to take me all day because I'm a little bit fanatical when it comes to how the house looks. Because after all, you do it, and that's your your signature. But I got to a point where I said, you know what? I'm not doing it anymore. So I got a guy, and the guy is phenomenal.
Who's your guy?
Crew. His name is Alfonso. He's building his own business. And if you want to plug, I'll give you his number.
Yeah, go ahead.
And his number is 732-877-6620. And he comes to the place, $40 a pop.
That's not bad. Wow, $40 is good.
But he comes with a crew. It's not just that he's doing it by himself. He comes in with a truck. He's got all the equipment. What would take me an hour to do, an hour and a half, these guys are done in 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, he can do four or five lawns in the time you can do one. and he's charging $40 a pop. His hourly is getting close to 200, which is great.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. And like I said, they're weed whacking. They're cutting the grass. They're blowing it. By the time I go and grab a soda, come back, they're done.
Yeah. I and love that.
Ridiculous.
All right. Yeah. Alpha, is there a name of the company or no? He's just a guy. Guy with a number and lawn equipment.
The crew.
Yeah, guy with a crew.
He's got the pickup truck. He's got the trailer. He's got four or five guys. And
I love it. Ooh,
we had a pool in the backyard.
Yeah.
And we took it out and above ground. So the yard has a little bit of a dip to it, but it left a little alcove. So we were having a conversation. We put a second patio in, and him and his crew did the work.
Wow, I love it.
24-inch blocks, and it's like a 20 by 20 section. He was like, oh, I can put that in for you. And the guy's phenomenal. He actually did that cement work for us.
I love it. That's the kind of go-to guy you need. All right, man. John, we'll put him on the list. Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, great.
You take care. Let's go to Ryan in Ocean Township. Morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So you are the guy.
I am the guy. I like to think so, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Emerald Isle Landscaping is your company. Tell me about it.
Sure. Family-owned business. My father started the company back in 84, and I took over 2014. And, we do maintenance all up through coastal Monmouth County, including but not limited to, you know, landscaping, lawn maintenance, pressure washing, shrub maintenance, you know, that sort of thing. Basically, overall outside
property. Ryan, was it hard to take over Dad's business? Was he like a reluctant retiree?
No, not at all. He pushed it into my lap, basically. He was a very non-reluctant retiree, so to speak. But, yeah.
I love it. Now, what were you doing at the time? I mean, 2014, you're a young guy. So you were a young guy then. Did you go to college? Did you work for the family company? What was your path?
I've been to a college. Oh, well. I was in college for a little bit, and it wasn't really for me. And
yeah.
At the time, I was working at an ice rink, actually, at the Red Bank Armory in Red Bank there.
Mm-hmm.
And still doing landscaping on, you know, as like my part-time thing. And I was full-time at the ice rink, but then I just sort of transitioned the other way and started taking over landscaping more full-time. And, you know, the rest is history.
I love it, Ryan. I will be later today, I'll be at Warren County College and reviewing their and touring their drone program. And, you know, one of the things that I've made as a theme of our Common Sense Solutions for New Jersey is that we need to wreck the stigma of people not going to college and go the other way and say, guys, for most students, there is a better option out there. There's certainly a better option than six figures of debt and being filled with propaganda for 4 years, right?
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
Yeah. So I love it. I love it. Now, not everybody's going to be as lucky as you to inherit a business. However, how many guys do you employ?
Myself and two others.
I love it. Yeah. Small crew, and you get it all done.
We get it all done. Yeah, we'll try and beat the rain now, but you know how it works. We'll get it all done for sure.
Yeah, I love it, Ryan. I think it's a great story, and if you can carry on a family business like that, but I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know. It's hard work.
It sure is, but you know what you're willing to put it in. You know, you just got to get it done. That's it.
That's it. All right, I love it. Ryan, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. And do me a favor. What's the it's Emerald Isle Landscaping. What's the website?
I don't have a website currently, but you can just find me on Facebook. All my contact information is there.
Got it.
I can give you a number now if anybody wants to call.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the number?
I'm at 732.
Yep.
513.
Yep.
6316. You can call or text me.
6316?
Yep.
All right. I'm putting you on the list. Thanks, Ryan. Have a great rest of your day, man.
You
all right.
Too.
Take care.
Thank you.
You got it. 744, fast traffic, instant weather coming up next.
Your daily dose of New Jersey on the go. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, enroll in alerts, and dig into local stories, news, weather, and more. Your connection to everything Jersey.
All right, 751 on New Jersey 101.5. We're jumping right back into it. So you got a guy? Or do you cut your own lawn? You have a situation with the guy? Like Jill Myra, got fired by her guy, had to find another guy. Happened to me 15 years ago, whatever it was, 10 years. I don't know. I lose track of time. My days blend. How can I be expected to remember years? But we had a guy, didn't work out, got a new guy. So do you cut your own lawn or you have a service. And if you are the guy that does it, plug your business here. Let's go to Jenny in Beechwood. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I have a guy. His name is Emilio, and he's his own business. He's a veteran, 20-year military guy, and he started his own lawn care business, and he's called the Lawn Sergeant.
The Lawn Sergeant. I love that. Good for him. Now, what does he charge you for a lawn cut?
It depends on the size of the lawn, but around 35 or more.
So he's pretty reasonable.
Yes.
Wow, I love it. The Lawn Sergeant. All right, so does he have a website?
Yes, it's at www.lawnsergeant.com.
LawnSergeant.com. All right, I got him. I'll put him on the list. And it's Emilio, right?
Yep, Emilio.
Oh, I love it. Veteran-owned. Pictures look great. I love it. Thank you, Jenny. Yep. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate your call. Bye now. Let's go to Nick in North Brunswick. What's going on, Nick? You the guy? Hello. Got a guy?
Yes, I am. I've been doing my lawn. I'm 76 years old. I've been doing it since I was a little kid. My father had a landscaping business. I have 9 brothers and sisters, and the brother's job was to cut the lawns at the home, and then after he had his landscaping business, he'd get home from Delco Remy, where he worked. We'd have to go out with him and cut the lawns on every week, and on Saturdays and Sundays. On Sundays, we would go to church and come home from church. We would eat breakfast and cut lawns all day long. Unfortunately, when my pop passed away, none of my 3 brothers and I took over the business. We all got tired of cutting our lawns, but we all cut our own lawns in our own home. And I do my own lawn, and it used to take me maybe about an hour and a half. Being 76 years old, it now takes me about 3.5 hours. I usually put a chair underneath the shade tree when I'm done, and I just sit there and admire my lawn and my shrubs.
I love it. I love it. So it's a little bit therapeutic for you. Are you riding the mower or are you pushing it?
I use a push mower.
Good for you. Yeah. It's exercise, and right, Nick?
My father, we're Italian descent, and when we used to ask my dad, hey, where's our pay? He used to say to us, well, your pay is the food on the table, the clothes on your back, and you got a house to live in. So if you want to get paid, you're going to get a different job. You get paid because you're getting paid by me.
I love it. Little tough love, Nick, but it gave you some good insight into how the world is, right?
I'll tell you, all my brothers and sisters, we all had chores. My sisters, their job was the house. They had to take care of the cleaning of the house and do all the cooking and stuff like that. My brothers and I, we had to help my father in his landscaping business, and he had shrubs that we had to take care of, his shrubs and the garden.
Yeah. Good life lessons. I love it. All right, man, it's old school to have 9 brothers and sisters, right? That's a big, big house.
It is, I'll tell you. Let me tell you something. It was so much. It's so much fun growing up in my family. None of us fought, and we still don't fight. At least I talk to my brothers and sisters, are spread out all over the country at least a couple of times a month.
Wow!
And
good for you.
Try to have a couple of get-togethers each year.
Good for you. Fantastic. I love it. Love to hear it, Nick. All right. All the best. Okay. Enjoy the day. You take care, Nick.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it. Everybody else, hang in there. So the question on the table is, do you cut your own lawn, or are you the guy that offers the service and plug your company? But a lot of people take a lot of pride in their lawn. What's the best thing about your lawn? 1-800-283-101.5, 756. Eric Scott with the news in 3.5 minutes.
What do you think? We want to know. Dial 800-283-101.5. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
A10 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, you are not alone. Seems that half of New Jersey cuts their lawn for the same reason.
Good.
Little pride, little therapy, right? Relaxing. People were telling the story as if they wish they were out cutting their lawn right now.
I wish I could go home and cut my grass today.
And that's so funny. It must be like what bucket your mind is in, because I hear cutting the grass, I'm like, oh.
But what is it? All right, so
I never hated it so much, but I think it was the time suck.
And
I'm not a tinkerer.
No, but I was trying. So what is it when you need to just disconnect and clear your mind and do something that is literally mindless? I'm not saying that yard work and tinkering is mindless, but it's different than what we do on a daily basis. What is it that you do?
To me, it's cooking.
Cooking. Okay. Well, yep. I do that every day, too.
Yeah, I will make sauce.
Okay.
That's my go-to, something low and slow that I sort of have to tend to and taste every once in a while. That, to me, is the best therapy.
My mom used to always say, if you're stressed out, boil a pot of water.
Really?
Put a pot of water on.
And watch it?
And you'll figure out, and cook something. You'll figure out what you're going to cook.
That's funny.
So, when you...
Start with a pot of water.
Start with a pot of water.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're stressed out, if you're frustrated, if you're angry, put on a pot of water.
Yeah.
And cook something.
Now, I'll also add into that hot yoga. Yoga is probably the only time of my day where I am truly in the yoga room. I lock up my phone. Phone doesn't come in because it overheats.
Yep.
And it's an hour to an hour and a half, depending on the class, where all you can focus on is the fact that it's hot as hell and you got to get through the poses. So you are literally, your brain is thinking about the poses you're in, and there are no distractions. I can literally turn off every single thing going on.
Yeah, that's important.
That's probably the only activity like that.
Yeah, yeah. I've often thought that I would enjoy yoga.
I think you would.
But I think, a lot of it is, and why a lot of people don't start, is that, you have that fear of embarrassment of, I don't know if I can pull my ankle behind my head.
Yeah.
And not really understanding it. If there was a beginner's class or even private instruction, I would probably start
there.
Well,
they do both, but you're probably only now reconsidering it because you're looking at me, you're like, if that guy can do hot yoga, I'm pretty sure anybody can.
Well, but
I could literally not touch my toes when we started.
Yeah, and I
was a mess when we started. A mess.
I'm an active and have been pretty athletic my entire life, but it's a different thing with yoga. The way I stretch before tennis is different than, what you're doing on a yoga mat.
And if you're a runner, tennis player, you've got strong legs. I ran. Yeah. My whole career was running after the Marine Corps. So I had a tough time in the start. Runners have a hard time based on your hamstrings and everything else. It's a very different thing. Now I can get into poses that 3 years ago, I can't believe what I can do now.
And I like the heat. Our good friend Ron Urban with the Advanced Solar and the Advanced Companies, a couple of years ago, he put in this beautiful spa bathroom in our house that includes a full steam room.
Yeah,
and
that's nice.
I steam almost every night.
And that's good heat for you.
Because
that's the heat in the yoga room.
Yes.
Ours is wet heat.
Yes,
that's
what the steam room is. And I set it for about 105 or 106 degrees. And it's got the speakers with like the little spa music.
So, it's great.
The streams going by and a little tinkling and stuff. And that is the meditation part of that. So for that 15, 20 minutes, whatever I can squeeze in at the end of the day before I go to bed, there's a bench in there.
Plus so you're sweating out all the whatever toxins are in you from your food, etc.
There's a big bench seat in there, and we've got these cushions and pillows and things, so you can actually stretch out and relax and just be. And it's great for your sinuses too.
Oh, absolutely. Now I don't want to deceive anybody. Yoga is a workout. Your heart is racing. Yep. This is what we call a moving meditation, and it's amazing how balancing on one foot.
Yeah.
How you can get your heart rate up to as if you would just run a couple of miles.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing. Your body's amazing. What you can do with no equipment, with nothing but temperature and stretching. how you could actually have a workout.
Yeah, I mean, but I also feel that way about yard work. Not necessarily cutting the grass, because I'm riding around on a tractor with a
beer. Yeah, but you're out there bending over and cutting things.
When this time of year, you know, when I'm digging, you know, the planting beds up and I'm moving pots back and forth and, you know, I'm doing the trim work and, you know, all that. I mean, it's, you'll easily, even on a cool day, you'll work up a good sweat,
no doubt, you know, about
and
it.
And stuff like that.
I don't know. Maybe it's because it was punishment when my grades were terrible and they were often terrible. So I just have an aversion to it. All right, Dwayne, hang in there. I'm going to get to your, to you and everybody else who wants to plug your business. And then I want to ask a question. What do you do to completely decompress? Eric and I were just talking about it. Hot yoga, absolutely one of the best things I have ever discovered. And you could do it too. But that and then cooking sauce, I find to be real therapy. To be quite honest, guys, I find it therapeutic to be here on the radio with you. This doesn't feel like work when we're having a conversation about something like this. It really doesn't. So what's your go-to to totally decompress and recharge? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 816 is the time. Traffic with the next.
New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
All right, let's wrap this up. We've got... I love all the plugs for the go-to guys, landscaping. Everybody's got a guy, right? I that's what I love about New Jersey. There's always a guy. Let's wrap it up with Dwayne in Washington. You own Grassmaster. I like the name, Dwayne.
I appreciate that. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Dwayne. Thank you for asking. What Washington are you in? North, south, central?
North.
North. Got it. All right. So tell me about Grassmaster.
Well, Grassmaster is it's a good company. I had it since I was 16. Now I'm 51. It started in Queens, New York.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually, you know, I moved from there and I moved to Phillipsburg. I bought a house in Phillipsburg. So then where my house is at is on a big corner. So basically, you know, that's what I like to do. I like to do landscaping, you know, on the weekends. So, you know, me and my wife, and we put the flowers in, put the sod and the seeds and the lime. And then all of a sudden, my neighbor's like, oh, wow, you know, that's a, you know, wonderful job you're doing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, I retired from it. But then all of a sudden, now everybody's like, okay, can you do my yard like that?
Yeah, I love it, Dwayne. I love it.
It's the word of mouth, you know. That's the best business to me, is the word of mouth.
Yeah, I agree. Now, so you get mostly referrals, and what do you charge for an average size lawn?
I have a size yard, probably like maybe 35.
Okay, not bad.
Every week. It depends on, I guess, how big the yard is or how rough it is, because, you know, some people don't really cut the grass that much and it's kind of high. So it all depends.
Yeah. And you accommodate, you're specific to each lawn. You give the customer what they want.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I love it. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it right now in New Jersey for about, I just moved here for about 1.5 years now. But most of the time I was doing everything mostly, in, you know, in the five boroughs. But
yeah. But Dwayne, how do you like Jersey? You came from Brooklyn. How do you like it here?
Oh, I love it here. It's like, you know, a breath of fresh air, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, man. Good to talk to you. Dwayne, how do people get in touch with you if they want to hire you?
Okay. My phone number is 718-662-0906.
71 Wait, let me just put this down here for Grassmaster. 718-662. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
0906. I love it. All right. You're on the list. Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Thank you.
You got it. You take care. All right. So I just found out, and I'll have all these places posted. So if you want to check it out for yourself. One thing I forgot to do, I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every hour. Thank you, guys. We appreciate all of you at Parks Casino. Now, I didn't realize this, and I'm glad my good friend Kristen Kobo just sent me a text. There is a meeting today. It's a lobbying day to protect kids, happening at 10 a.m., so right at the end of the show, in the cafeteria at the New Jersey State House. And it's all about protecting kids from these outrageous acts that have been proposed and pushed by the legislature. Probably the most egregious one is the lowering of the age of consent for behavioral health services to 14 years old. That means a kid at 14 can consent without mom and dad to treatments for mental illness, emotional disorders, and temporary outpatient treatment. Think about how insane that is. I mean, it's one thing that idiots like Ross Baraka think we're stupid and think that by lowering the voting age to allow 16-year-olds to vote in the schools, you know, these kids are somehow qualified to make that decision. But the legislature goes even further now and saying you can consent to mental health services without mom and dad. This is very bad. Remember, the folks providing those same services are the same people that want Johnny to think maybe he's Jenny just because once when he was 7, he put a dress on. Scary stuff, guys. They are literally grooming your kids into this trans cult. And I'm going to say it again. Let me say it for the cheap seats and the intern who's responsible for tracking all the stuff I say on the air. There's no such thing as trans kids. That's a non-existent thing. No kids. You cannot be born in the wrong body. It is simply and utterly untrue. The adults who tell you that are lying to you to manipulate you. So we need to get kids that really do think that, the mental health they deserve. But if you don't involve the parents, you are effectively taking those kids away and doing irreparable harm. And we wonder why the suicide calls have gone through the roof in the last few years. Anyway, if you're headed to Trenton for this parental rights rally, call me. 1-800-283-101.5. Would love to get your perspective, mom and dad. Right now, though, 828, Eric Scott with the news in 2 minutes.
I have.
A39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I said, I know if you're headed to Trenton, I want to hear from you. But first, I want to check in with Rob in Flemington, who's got a middle school daughter and had a little bit of a shock yesterday with the substitute teacher. Morning, Rob. Hey, Rob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Now I can hear you. Tell me what happened.
So my daughter comes home and she says, hey, Dad, we had a man that was dressed like a woman as a substitute at the school today. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah. She goes, he looked a little bit like a girl, but, you know, very deep voice. And I'm like, what the heck? So I shot an email to the superintendent of schools yesterday. And basically she responded this morning saying, she goes, I don't know why you kicked this right up to me. You should talk to the principal of the school. So I guess that's going to be my
next. Well, what a coward. What a coward she is. Yeah. $250,000 a year and can't answer an email because they're scared. I want to know why we're afraid of men wearing dresses. When the hell did that happen in our society?
Well, I know there was also support at this high school for a drag show at the high school, too. It's out of control. But my daughter's 11. She doesn't need to be seeing things like that.
There should be no trans teachers with these young kids. Period. End of sentence. It's a mental illness. We know it. We know that it is a true situation. Gender dysphoria is real. And the fact that we encourage and pretend that this is not a mental illness is not only doing damage to the people who have it, but we are pretending to, what, an 11-year-old kid that this is normal? And I'm sure, Rob, that just because you're calling me, you've explained to your daughter this is definitely far from normal, that this guy has deep, deep problems and needs help, should not be teaching children.
Yep, I explained it exactly to her that it's a mental disorder. And she looked at me and she goes, but Daddy, I don't understand. Why would somebody that's a guy want to be a girl? She goes, I'm a girl. I love being a girl. I said, exactly. I said, people are mentally ill.
Right. People, right. And this whole transgender movement has taken what was an infinitesimal percentage of the population, very small amount of people who had this issue, and they normalized it. And it's not normal. And it doesn't mean that trans people are people who think they are born, quote, in the wrong body, which is an absurdity, but it doesn't mean they don't suffer. I can't even imagine going through gender dysphoria. I can't even imagine the mental anguish. But you don't take somebody in that situation, encourage them to think that they're right. You don't tell the mental patient that they're not a mental patient. You work with them.
Mm-hmm.
You work with them. But you don't put them in front of kids. We're going to end all this. This is a day one project, Rob, and I will be very clear with everyone, so you go in eyes wide open. We are going to completely revamp the Department of Education. There will be no drag shows in the grade schools or trans teachers in the grade schools. Enough of this crap. Enough. And yep. And if that means we need to bring back uniforms and have some kind of a decorum that is based on your biological sex, then that's what we're going to do. Because what we can't do is allow our children to continue to see adults act like idiots and cowards and have the tail wag the dog. How does the guy in the dress become untouchable? It's absurd, right? Think about it, Rob. How many guys in the school know that it's ridiculous, don't want this to be the normalized in front of 10, 11, 12-year-old kids, yet they're too afraid to say anything? So, guys, we get it. You're afraid to speak up against the trans cult. We're going to have to implement policy that reverses this, because this will not stand. It's harming our kids. It's a detriment to society. And we are literally living in a fantasy world lie that has to be reversed. And the main driver, Rob, we got to get these people help. You got gender dysphoria, we're going to help you. And you don't help people by playing dress up. Ridiculous.
But I think it's so funny, because I just was watching Mrs. Doubtfire the other day.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Everybody thought it was a joke. It was right. Funny. And now it's become reality.
It became reality. They didn't get the joke. That ridiculous illusion, which was, I mean, you think about Mrs. Doubtfire, right? Robin Williams, funny show. But everybody knew you were faking it. You were playing dress up. You were doing it to deceive. It was a whole premise of the movie. This, now we're like, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Guys can be girls. Guess what? No, they can't. Thank you, Rob. Mm-hmm. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for being a strong dad. All right, other side, I'm going to check in with my friend Kristen. Kristen Kobo, a name you know. She's been on the show before. One of the toughest moms I know. And she is out there fighting for kids across the state. Headed to Trenton right now to speak up on behalf of moms and dads who are saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. We can't lower the age of consent to 14. You can't get a tattoo without mom and dad's consent at 17. We're going to lower the age of consent for mental, I mean, think about this, for any kind of therapy and doctor visits without mom and dad. Yeah, going on in Trenton today. We'll check in with you, Kristen, on the other side of traffic when the next 844.
Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for alerts and receive instant notifications on breaking news, weather, and traffic. Staying connected to what matters most.
All right. Tracy, hang in there. I'm going to get to your question about the uniforms and what I mean by having certain dress code standards in our schools that will apply to kids and teachers. We need to bring back some civility, some decorum, some maturity to our school system. And it's something that I want to see that we'll roll out through our partnerships with some of the charter schools that I want to see brought back immediately. 4,000 kids in Newark right now. Most of the kids in Newark can't read and write at grade level, can't do math at grade level. It's a civil rights crisis, and we're going to solve it by immediately bringing back charter schools. And if the Newark Board of Education, if the board members and the mayor won't go along with it, well, then the state is just going to take back control of the Newark schools and right this ship, because the kids are being left behind, and it's disgusting. All right, I want to check in with my friend Kristen Kobo, who is mom in Roxbury, as you know, Morris County, who is being sued by a librarian under this false accusation of banning books when in reality all she wants to do is protect the kids from sexually explicit material, which the librarian in Roxbury is pushing. I know the lawyers say you can't call it porn, but I'm going to call it porn. It's exactly what it is. It's disgusting. It's completely inappropriate for grade school kids, and it's accessible for all these underage kids. I mean, it's just nuts. But right now she's on her way to Trenton because a bunch of moms are getting together today to fight back. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for checking in today. Tell me what you're headed to Trenton for and where any interested local mom or dad can join you guys.
Yeah, so we work, our Parental Rights Coalition groups all up and down the state have been fighting hard to educate parents on these bills that are currently at the Senate level or Assembly level, and we want to engage parents in coming and talking to our legislature. I think people don't realize what they're actually trying to do. And like you said, we have the bills talking about banned books. These books aren't banned. We're trying to make sure that material that our kids have access to is educationally suitable. But these bills now have gone so far. You talked about the age of consent bill lowering to 14. The next bill that was proposed and passed at the Senate level is one that would allow schools to lease property to federally funded health clinics. So these federally funded health clinics would now be on school property that your child could access without parental consent during the school day.
Amazing. Meanwhile, try to get your kid an aspirin, right? Like, it's ridiculous, Kristen. And you have to ask yourself, what are they doing? And why are they doing it? And why are they, if their case is so solid, why do they have to lie and misrepresent, right? The banned books thing. A book that's banned means literally it's banned. But when you can buy the book on Amazon, it's not exactly banned. You can buy Hustler magazine, too. But I don't know any parent that thinks that should be distributed in a seventh grade class. Maybe some who are woke and wild. And, you know, but for the most part, if you're a good mom or dad, you don't want to see that. And I'll tell you, Kristen, I found this. Whether they are, whether you're gay parents or straight parents, parents are parents. And I've had a flood of calls from gay parents very upset about the sexualization of the kids because they get lumped in with the alphabet soup. And it's not fair.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you that. How many, are you expecting a big crowd? Is this just kind of an information session? What is the tone and the mood of today?
Yeah, I think we're looking to really have a discussion. We're sitting down with several of our elected representatives who are willing to work with us and are trying. The conservative, common sense legislative team, they're really outnumbered down in Trenton.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to focus on getting to those who are against us and against what we stand for and letting them know that we see them, we know what they're doing, and we're not going to back down. These are our kids, our schools.
I love it. Can you let me know which legislators meet with you and which ones give you the talk in, you know, out one side of the mouth and then do the other on the other side? I'd love to know who the folks are that have the courage to meet with you guys and actually stand up and fight for mom and dad and equally important for these kids because we want to promote them. We want to help them. I mean, our common sense movement gets directly involved in some of these campaigns and the good ones deserve support. So, we're building that list and we're checking it twice and we're not going to rely on the statements from the politicians. I want to rely on the statements from the folks that are asking of the politicians and see who's got the guts to step up and help you. Imagine, Kristen, that in this day and age, it takes courage to stand up for mom and dad. Like, that's the ridiculous thing when you think about it. That should be the most obvious group to fight for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that we're at a place that people are afraid for their jobs,
yeah,
afraid in their communities if they speak out, and that's a scary place to be in.
It's why we need to implement common sense policies, elect a common sense governor to run cover for normal people. I mean, Scott Walker did this in Wisconsin now 14 years ago when he first got elected in 2010. He took all the hits. He took all the attacks because he knew he could implement the right policy. That's what we need. But now the stakes are even higher. We're not talking about just budget. We're talking about literally the very idea of mom and dad being able to raise their kids without interference from the state. In New Jersey, the state is trying to drive a wedge and be the wedge coming in between you and your children. So we're going to fight back on this. And, you know, there'll be a couple of crazies and the pink-haired wackos that are going to be out there screaming and yelling. But for the most part, I believe once we implement it through the Department of Education, through executive orders, 90% of people are going to say, you know what, thank God. Thank God somebody came in and protected us. That's what I believe.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll see. Go ahead, last point.
We're not going to feed into that, the other side's argument right now. You know, we're looking to fight and protect all children. This is not about hate. It's not about...
Of course.
So we want to keep this focused. And I think there's so many people that don't realize. They say, this is not going to happen to my kid. You know,
right.
We talk to our kids at home. This is going to impact your child. So I'm putting out a video today, Bill, just to kind of break these bills down and let people know how this can affect them.
Yeah.
So I'll tweet that out and let you know.
Well, I love what you're doing, because the reality is that the other side has this argument about, no, you got to protect the trans kids, when in reality, they're grooming and recruiting and confusing these kids. And when they do that, you know, then they create their own victim that they can then use to lobby for funding and agenda changes. And that's the reality. If you keep mom and dad out of that loop, there's no way to protect those kids. So when you get the video, Kristen, send it to me. We'll post it on the site.
Sounds great.
Thanks. Awesome. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you. Thanks. That's Kristen Kobo leading a group of moms going down to meet with legislators today. We'll be naming names over the next couple of days. Who's got the guts to stand up for parents and kids, and who's a coward? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. On the other side, our new friend Laura Trump, the president's former president's daughter-in-law, will be calling in and give us an update on the national level and how it impacts New Jersey. Right now, 8:58, news is next.
Your phone, your radio. It's that simple. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app for an on-the-go listening experience. Thanks to our Listen Live sponsor, Guaranteed Service, New Jersey's premier plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical service provider.
909 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, I got a very special guest I want to introduce you to. We've been flooded with calls and notes through the app and social media after President Donald Trump joined me on the air last week, and we had the huge rally in Wildwood. And the question is New Jersey really in play for the Republicans? Now, my next guest, you know her. You've seen her fighting on television for Republican candidates across the country. She has been a tireless advocate for the 45th, hopefully soon to be 47th president, and she is now the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Let's welcome Laura Trump. Laura, welcome to New Jersey 101.5. How are you?
I'm great. Well, yeah, you're not getting the Trump, but you're getting a Trump today. So, I mean, it's almost just as good, Bill.
I think it is absolutely as good. No doubt about it. Look, it's tough enough to, I can't even imagine, right? You are the daughter-in-law of the most famous guy on the planet, and certainly a guy that is no stranger to controversy, etc. But you are just as tough as everybody in the in Trump world. No doubt about it. Happy to have you. So,
thank you. And I wasn't born a Trump, so that does say a lot, and I'll take it. Thank
you. You picked it. You're like, yeah, I'm getting into this thing. I love it.
It's like a good time. Let me jump in.
Exactly. So let's talk about it. You first of all, thanks for stepping up. I mean, you didn't have to do it, but you stepped up to be co-chair of the RNC, and this is a time where the RNC was so desperate in need of strong leadership. And, you know, I look at it as we're in this historic moment that so many independents, so many Democrats are disgusted with their own party. They're looking at how far left the Democrats have gone, how bad Joe Biden is. And now you're in a position to be there to accept these new Republicans. My question is, tell me about your role as co-chair and how you hope it will impact blue states like New Jersey.
Well, I think you're exactly right. Listen, if there was ever a time in the history of this country where we as a party are able to, I think, really expand this tent and really bring people in, it's now. Because people can very clearly see, who maybe have been lifelong Democrats, who maybe haven't paid a lot of attention to politics in the past, something is wrong. Something isn't working for me. Somebody has lied to me in terms of what they were going to do for my future and for the future of this country. And so people are hurting right now. And I think it's a great opportunity to remind them how their life was and how different their life was under Donald Trump as president. And so you're right. I took on this role as co-chair of the RNC. Initially, I said, I don't know if I have time for all of this. I don't know if this is the right position for me, but I have a very persuasive father-in-law, as many people may know. And he actually was the one who truly convinced me. And he said, I think this is where you would be great. And I think this is where we need you. And so obviously at the RNC, we have a couple of big goals ahead of us. One of them, of course, is ensuring Donald Trump becomes the 47th president. Of course, we need to expand our lead in the House and we need to take back the Senate. But I also think that we can make big strides right now that will impact future elections. It's not just about November 5th of this year. It's about changing this party. It started the day Donald Trump came down the escalator in Trump Tower in June of 2015. Mm-hmm. He opened a lot of people up. He changed this party. He truly reformed who we are as Republicans and expanded the tent then. And now I think we have an opportunity to do it. And you see the movement, Bill, already.
Yeah.
You see right now with the youth vote that Donald Trump in a matchup head-to-head with Joe Biden today would beat Joe Biden with 18 to 24-year-olds. You see that the black voters are coming over to vote for Donald Trump. 22% with black voters right now. In 2020, Donald Trump got 8% of the black vote. You look at Hispanic voters, the same sort of movement, except even bigger. There, right now, a recent New York Times poll, 40 to 42%, Donald Trump beats Joe Biden with Hispanic voters. People across this country are very upset with how bad their lives have gotten under the leadership of Democrats with Joe Biden at the top. They know that when Donald Trump was in office, their life was better. And we need to remind them of that over the next 5.5 months.
What impact? I mean, we've got this new term called lawfare, right? And of course, this weaponized justice system being deployed against your father-in-law. And you know, I mean, President Trump is handling it as well as anybody. It's pretty incredible to see his demeanor and talk to him and just see how strong he is. But it also seems to the average person looking on that it's kind of blowing up on the Democrats that, you know, weeks ago that we had a poll come out, an Emerson poll that had New Jersey a 5-point race. So do you agree that everything the Democrat judges and attorneys are throwing at President Trump may actually help return him to the White House?
Yeah, it's funny because conventional political wisdom and tactics do not apply to Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to handle it on the left. They truly don't, because as you just pointed out, everything they've tried to do to this guy, and especially in the past 2 years, has royally backfired on the Democrats. They thought that one indictment would be enough to take down Donald Trump. And then his poll numbers went up. Then a second indictment. They said, let's put that on. That'll be the nail in the coffin. And then they got really fancy and they got Fannie Willis to put out a mugshot of him down in Fulton County, Georgia. They said, this will be the one that really secures the loss for Donald Trump. And people all across this country said, wait a minute, the same system that has been against me and felt like it's been against my family for my whole life is the same system going after this guy. They saw themselves in many ways in that mugshot of Donald Trump, and it did backfire. And every day he's in that courtroom forced to sit there like he will be again today in Manhattan. I was there with him on Tuesday. Every single day he's in there, they keep him off the campaign trail. But in some ways, he actually has an amazing ability to speak more directly to the American people than he otherwise would, because he does go out before and after court and talk to the press, and people are listening and people want to hear what he has to say. So, yes, it has all backfired. People in this country are smart enough to understand, Bill, that at a certain point, whenever you see that they are desperate and they are trying to change the system that we have in America to fight against a political opponent in ways that they never have done before, that never should happen in this country. It's very communist in its nature, what they're doing with the justice system, with the lawfare, as you said. People don't like it because I think they're smart enough to understand that if they can do this to Donald Trump, nobody else stands a chance.
Yeah, none of us are safe. That's right. Laura, it was really great talking to you. Thank you for everything you're doing. Keep the faith, keep the fight. Give our best to President Trump. Now, there are so many people in New Jersey that love him, want to see him back there, and we're fighting hard. Of course, we're looking forward to having him back on the show, and you are welcome back on the show anytime.
Well, thank you. And you'll see a lot more of the Trumps in New Jersey. So keep pay attention and look out. We'll be there very soon.
We'll see you soon. Thank you, Laura. You take care.
You got it.
All right. That is Laura Trump. She's got a pretty famous father-in-law, Donald J. Trump. And they are fighting hard to win New Jersey for the former and hopefully future president. 917, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Feel like a winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.
Five. I want to thank Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So you'll be hearing from a series of key Trump allies, family members, etc. And now it's been a week, and when you think about some of the key people, from Jason Miller, who's his top aide on the campaign, to members of Congress, Ronny Jackson included, Jeff Van Drew, of course, and you know, now you hear from Laura Trump. I do want you to absorb and understand what's happening, and that is New Jersey is becoming a targeted state that literally could change the dynamics of politics across this country. So I'm all over it. I'm going to pay attention to it. I'm going to keep you informed. I want to thank Laura Trump for coming on. You'll be able to hear her audio and read the article that I have at nj1015.com/BillSpadia. I'll ask producer Kristen to alert out right now the interview I did with her father-in-law, President Trump, that I aired just last Friday. We'll send that alert out to the app. Right now, though, 9:23, Eric Scott with your news in a few minutes.
Hi.
Right. 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, I was hearing, I saw in the note, Dan Alexander's note this morning about Jackson Township and Mayor Mike Reyna under fire from CARE. Was that the Committee on American Islamic Relations?
Relations, yep.
Mm-hmm. They're easy to piss off. I've interviewed them several times and had them on Chasing. My opinion, get very oversensitive. But I reached out to the mayor, and I don't know, did you have the story? Did we talk about it? Was this talked about in the news?
We're waiting to talk to the mayor as well to try and see, you know, what.
I got a statement from him, and I'll read this to you. He texted me. He's at a mayor's conference. He said, "I'm sorry I can't call into the show." He said, "But I'll offer this statement, and then I will share this with you." CARE is trying to create a controversy where none exists. If they wish to hold a rally in support of a terrorist organization like Hamas, that is their right. But they will have to comply with the township's requirement for a permit just like everyone else. I would hope that the Murphy administration and Attorney General Platkin, who are quick to sue Jackson Township to allege anti-Semitism, will act just as quickly to ensure CARE's, quote, rally is not used to target Jackson's growing Orthodox community.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why they targeted Jackson for the protest. And
no doubt.
A lot of towns, particularly shore area towns, but now you're seeing it happen, you know, inland as well. If there's any type of gathering, you are required to have a permit. And in some cases, you're required to pay for the police overtime for staffing and things like that.
And this is not new.
No, this
it's
all
going
came
on
up.
For decades.
But it
permitting.
It took new meaning when you started having all these pop-up parties down the shore.
Fair point. Right.
That's
right.
Really when the permitting process was solidified and, you know, they got tough about it.
Well, there was violence, right? People got hurt. I mean, someone got killed, if I remember.
So, I mean, that's the reason that they didn't put these permits in place to exclude organizations like CARE. They put it in place so that they had teeth criminally if you had one of these pop-up parties show up and people were hurt or there was damage or there was a strong police response, etc. So that's why these towns have put that into place, and that's why it's being enforced. But when you have an ordinance like that, you are under an obligation to enforce it equally and evenly against anybody who wants to have a gathering.
Well, I think that's why the mayor's saying this is a non-controversy.
Right.
I think he is correct, and I've known Mike Rayner for years. He is a very good mayor. continues to get reelected, very popular in the town. When you walk the town, you know, some mayors kind of know everybody. Mm-hmm. And so he's one of those guys. And the title of the protest was Free Palestine from the River to the Sea. Now, that has been a slogan used by very aggressive anti-Semitic groups talking about killing Jews and cleansing the area. So I can see where the Jewish community is rightly concerned, given the slogan that they chose to use. And quite honestly, I'd like to hear from CARE. If you guys have the guts to call me and let's talk about that, because as far as I can see, you are nothing but a shill for anti-Semitism and outright hatred of Jews. Why would you go with a rally cry that you know has been used to intimidate, bully, frighten, and persecute Jews around the world? It makes no sense to me. But for the balance on this conversation, anybody from CARE, certainly welcome to call. Equal opportunity here, 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, so I assume you got a statement from CARE, but waiting to hear from the mayor. I will text this.
Dan is telling me now that Dan has gotten the same statement.
He sent it to him as well. Great. Okay.
So, yeah. We'll have the full story published. I mean, we've been kind of monitoring this, and I don't know whether CARE will go forward with a protest or not. That's another question that we've asked them. But you know, you had. I think it was a courtesy that you had a police officer talk to one of the rally organizers and basically say, hey, listen, you do need a permit to do this. Right. We're not saying you can't do it.
Right. You got to follow the rules.
But here are the rules to do that. And, you know, that it may have been a mischaracterization of that to be labeled as intimidation.
Yeah.
You know, they really didn't have to do that. They could have simply let them all show up without a permit
and arrested
them all.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Let me ask you, are you with me on this? We're kind of sick and tired of this nonsense. You know, I want to credit Princeton University. I'm so hot and cold with Princeton. On one hand, I credited them by saying we're not going to tolerate this nonsense of the protest. Then, of course, they caved, as most universities do. But then, unlike Rutgers, they basically told these kids, get the hell off my lawn. You're done. And I am glad that that happened. Now, as far as the Council on American Islamic Relations, this is an organization that is an apology organization for terrorism. I don't know how else to characterize it. You know, in their attempt, what they say as far as standing up for the Muslim community, the reality is that they have politicized the religion and used it as a weapon against anyone that disagrees with their policies. That's the problem. They're hiding behind being Muslim and saying that, oh, anything against us is Islamophobia. Well, that is patently absurd. We all know it. And sorry, CARE, your illusion has been shattered. Your anti-Semitism has been exposed. And the fact that you were fake offended over a police officer in Jackson giving you a heads up on what the rules are, you've exposed your actual nefarious intent, which is to intimidate the Orthodox community in Jackson. And I say, shame on you. You have disgraced yourself and anything that you pretended to stand for, because the raw anti-Semitism has come out. And all we needed to hear was from the river to the sea. Anybody using that terminology hates Jews. It is that simple. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 9:45 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged. Stay connected. Join the conversation.
Five. All right, it's 9:52. I want to thank my friend Mike Reyna, one of the great mayors in Ocean County, Jackson mayor. Loved by his constituents. Thoughtful, strong guy. Had his local officers inform the council, the Committee on American Islamic Relations? What a fraud CARE is. What a fraud. They're having a rally. They want to have a rally in Jackson, free Palestine from the river to the sea. That is a code word with these Palestinian terrorists that are talking about eliminating Jews. I mean, it's like we haven't learned any lesson from history. But CARE gets away with it because they hide behind that fake term of Islamophobia. And I'm sick of it. CARE, be unnoticed. You guys are anti-Semitic. And now you're finding yourself in league with terrorists. So what are you doing? What are you doing? And by the way, the mayor of Jackson didn't say that you couldn't have your rally. What he said was, you have to go through the permit process like everybody else. Just because you cry about this absurdity of Islamophobia doesn't give you the right to have special treatment outside of everybody else. And there is no doubt that CARE targeted Jackson because of the Orthodox community. That's one of the fastest growing in the state. We've watched this anti-Semitism play out on the Rutgers campus, on the Princeton campus, on campuses across America. We've watched Jewish professors denied access to their classrooms, Jewish students being physically assaulted, harassed, bullied, blocked from entering campus. We've watched this. We've watched Jewish-owned stores broken into, glass shattered. Let me tell you something, guys. This is a very serious situation. No matter your stance on foreign aid, which is a conversation that Americans need to have more often than not with all the billions we throw around the world, support for Israel equates to support for Western civilization. The Israelis are not on some genocidal mission. That is untrue. The Palestinians are, however. And I find it very difficult to separate Palestinians from Hamas, given the fact that more than 80% in the West Bank supported October 7th among Palestinians. And don't think for one second there weren't non-Hamas Palestinians rushing across the border on October 7th. Nobody gets a pass. It's time to stand up for Israel, and it's time for CARE to stand down and recognize and apologize for your anti-Semitism. Thank God for great mayors like Mike Reyna. All right, guys, I got to get out of here. Man, what a wild day. From lawns to terrorism, we covered it all. There's another show tomorrow. Don't you worry. I'll be back at 6 a.m. Have an awesome rest of your day.